here with Randall Jones, former commissioner for District 1, running for re-election. And kind of first and foremost, what are you running on this time around here for election?
Well, I would just like to, I'm running on what I actually had done the previous 4 years is, you know, I'd brought extra $30 million into Osage County, 16 of it to my district. And over the last year and a half, since I've been out, they've not brought much of nothing in. I bring transparency. I speak for the people. The only thing I've seen over the last year and a half is the previous administration, one that left, and the one he's trying to put in as his predecessor, are trying to silence the voice of the people and trying to do most of the work outside of the people. And I want to bring that back to the folks because they're the ones we're working for. And they've got a lot going on. I just want to bring a lot of that. And I think we're going to have a lot of new elected officials, which is going to be a good deal for the county. Maybe we can get back to doing the work of the people.
And you mentioned the last year and a half. I'm sure you've been busy for the last year and a half. Just kind of talk about what you've been up to over the last year and a half or so.
Well, I've done a little contract work and staying busy. I, you know, drawed my retirement. Still have family. I have a son that's still in college, and, you know, I have all my kids around. And so we've been pretty busy, and I have 12 grandkids, so that keeps me busy. So we've been just doing all that and working.
But along with that, it sounds like you've still been paying attention to what's going on across the county government, correct?
Yes, I have. I've been watching, and I hoped for the best, and I've not seen it. I said before I was out of office, I said if they would work as hard at the job as they did trying to get the job, then, they would do good for the people. But they haven't. And the folks deserve better. They deserve better than being misled by a bunch of out-of-county people. And they deserve, you know, better.
And, of course, for 4 years, you were County Commissioner for District 1. You have that proven leadership ability. So just kind of talk about your leadership ability for that 4 years.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we've done a lot. I built over 30 miles of new roads, multiple projects, several bridges, maintained all the buildings. Now they're farming this out to folks and paying them an unseemly amount. And my job was to save the county money and to get the best we could out of the tax dollars that we had. I was dead against any new taxes. I was against all the mandates, and sometimes I was alone on that. They're trying to mandate the employees for vaccines and this and that, and you know we made them available for the folks when they needed them, but I was dead set against any mandate.
You know, a lot of accusations being flung around across the county. I really don't want to get, you know, in the weeds into that. But courthouse annex been one of those things. What is your take on, you know, the $10.5 million bond with that and just kind of the overall construction of the courthouse?
Sure. Well, I'd like to correct one thing. They've been saying this for the last 2-3 years. It's $10.7 million. That's what we said. And here's my take on that. When we left that, myself, Darren McKinney, and actually Steve Talbert was there. We stated that all the money had to go through the county clerk's office, so there's an official record, and every dime of that annex was to be approved in the Board of County Commissioners meeting in front of the public and in front of the media. And this new board has changed that. They're running it through the Industrial Trust Authority, and they're signing things outside the meeting, and folks don't have a lot of eyes on it. And I would bring that back to in the Board of County Commissioners meeting. We don't sub that out. There's a lot of things that are done not in the public eye.
And then, of course, the other thing I will touch on, Kennedy Building. That's been an ongoing thing there.
Oh, you bet.
Any comment there as well on how that was done?
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I mean, my concern, and I was the main one, because I was the one that had to take care of the building, me in District 1. My concern was if the building was condemned, then we're about $4 million trying to either renovate it or tear it down. And so I wanted to get out from the lawsuit that was on the county before us. I thought it was a pretty frivolous lawsuit, but a lawsuit nonetheless. The deal that came up with, I didn't like, but what it did was it got the money that originally was deal. It just actually fixed the deal that was done. I would have done a little different, but I wasn't the one negotiating that. You could only have one commissioner there. I would have done the $232 million and then 50% of whatever it took above that. But it was done. It got the lawsuit out from the citizens. And here's the one I was protecting. I was protecting this, the property owners of Osage County, because that $4 million would have come off property taxes, and anything on that lawsuit would have come off of the those folks. So I was actually protecting them.
All right. Well, Mr. Jones, anything else that you would like to cover that I may not have?
Yes. Well, I just would like to get back in there, go back to work. The one thing I never did was self-enrich myself while I was in there. I would never do that. I got rid of people that did. And, I worked for the people. I actually left out of there poorer than I was when I went in. I took a pay cut to take the job, and I would probably have to take another pay cut to take it. But that's okay. I like the work. I've done this my whole life. Right out of high school, I've dedicated to the county. And so you don't just shut that off.